Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, where we just elected a new leader and set civil rights back about 30 years. Elsewhere in the news, let's introduce our panel, shall we? On the top of the list, it's VRM.
I don't know whether to count myself among one of the 1.5 million smart people in New Jersey who voted for McCain, or the stupidest person because I had to drive 2 hours back to vote and wasted $20.
In this economy? Stupid. And hailing from New York, the smartest person here, well, the proof is they won 4 days on Jeopardy and $125,000 on a millionaire, Jason Block.
I'm not shocked that Obama won. I'm more shocked that Kali is getting Gover as a face.
Yes, that is shocking. And from Texas, the host of Tuesday Night Typho, it's, well, Typho.
That's right. I live in Texas. I voted for John McCain. Don't blame me.
And in the fourth position, the king of the pick-ems, it's fourth.
I may or may not have picked Ralph Nader, so if anything goes wrong, I'm not going to be able to told you so.
So you were the one, okay.
And finally, she's your boy, Mickey Heyman.
If it makes you feel any better for it, there was a machine that was in Ohio that was stuck and would only vote for Ralph Nader, so you were never alone in your quest.
Inspiring. And as I turn up my nose to the 52% of Californians who voted yes on Prop 8, we scream hysterically at the WWE financials.
Good grief.
Oh, it wasn't pretty.
Oh, no. This was actually the biggest news story of the week. WWE took a big hit last quarter.
As it states right here, the WWE quarterly report came in with revenues of $108.8 million, slightly up from the same time last year. However, the profits fell from $8.5 million last year to $5.3
million
this year.
So the profits lost $3.2 million from quarter to quarter? 3.2?
No, yearly.
Oh, okay, yeah, from the quarter last, okay.
And it
from
was
the quarter in 2007
to
the quarter in 2008.
Yep, enough to scare a COO out of the building.
That's right, they lost him today, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't have the name in front of me, Jason. Do you happen to know who the? Do you happen
I'm
to know
pull
who
it
was?
I'm gonna pull it up right now. Just hold on a minute.
Thank you, sir.
That's what these new laptop thingies are for.
I've got my desktop in front of me. I just got 15 other things going on.
Yeah, just hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I got it.
What's the name, BRM?
Mike Silic resigns, and Donna Goldsmith, Executive VP of Consumer Products, is his successor.
Sounds like a good promotion as any.
And someone had only been there for a couple of years, if I remember what I read correctly.
Yeah,
but
that's the scariest news of the lot, I guess.
Exactly.
And the reason
population?
What's that?
you also remember that we also had two releases today as well.
Mm-hmm.
Super? He fired?
No. The two
no,
more.
That was earlier.
That was
this
earlier
week.
This week.
Two more. Paul London and Chuck Palumbo. Not a surprise for either, actually.
No. London actually sounded pretty resigned last time I saw him. This was 3 or 4 months ago. So I had the pleasure to be one of the last house shows he busted out London Calling as the only other man in the WWE who was allowed to do a shooting star press, I think.
Well, we all know TNA now has some Paul London.
Chuck Palumbo, however, is going to have to make his money with motorcycles.
Or he put out feelers in Mexico, so they're...
Reform
actually,
Billy
Paul...
and Chuck.
Mm.
Yes, Billy and Chuck. Only if he makes it a hybrid of the biker gimmick and rides a moped to the ring.
Kip's already back in the gimmick.
Chuck, is your phone ringing yet?
Hey, you know, money is money. Everybody will take a job. You know, I mean...
Please don't remind me about that, Jason. Please.
Oh, sorry. Bad interview? I'm sorry.
No, not bad interview. Just... Ciao.
Sorry. Never mind. My apologies, man.
Okay.
No disrespect intended.
I understand. Chuck Palumbo is said to have feelers already out in Mexico, so he might have work there. If TNA doesn't pick up Paul Lennon, Gabe Sapolsky, I think Scrap Iron Adam Pearce and the new committee at Ring of Honor would probably welcome him back.
Only to have the please don't die chance getting even louder.
Yes. But we're drifting off subject here. Back to the financials. The profits aren't even close to paying up for the dividend this quarter at least.
Go ahead.
The company announced that the softening economy was to blame for the decline in pay-per-view and house show business, which, well, is not true because, let's face it, they've been putting way too many gimmick matches in pay-per-views to sell pay-per-views, and people are going to get smart to that and just turn away.
They also had some really crappy timing when it came to Unforgiven. There was a... this particular Sunday, there was also a football game going on. I'm sure they were still doing playoffs, not locally, but there was actually something going on at the Brown Stadium. And then
that
was the pay-per-view.
It was the season premiere, the season opener with the Browns and Cowboys, if I remember right.
Right, yep. I don't know if that actually had any enormous effect, but you realize that Unforgiven sold less than 10,000 tickets. Even though the floor was mostly sold out, there was an empty seat in my area. They were only a third sold leading into the weekend.
Well, again, Mike Johnson of PWInsider.com stated, and I'm pulling this up here, that the simple steps needed to turn it around are the following. He says the reason why is that they've kept the same people on top for too long. They've dropped the ball on creating and pushing new talents that fans care about, and the booking has been repetitive and lackluster, and they've pushed away fans, which I agree. I agree with that.
Since we're talking about financials, ratings, TV-wise, are a good indication of that. It doesn't help that this quarter they're going up against their stiffest competition, a really good NFL season. And ESPN Monday Night Football is just champing away at their ratings.
Even when they give subpar matchups.
Yeah. Like this week, they'll have the Cardinals 49ers.
Oh, God.
The delight of nobody.
I was going to say, you can't get me to turn my TV on for that.
How about Mike Singletary pulling down his pants?
Depends on who he was mooning. If he's just mooning the camera. Oh, if he's mooning his team, they deserved it.
Well, here's the thing that WWE is also doing. They're scaling back plans for the new TV studios and media center from $100 million to $65 million. They're looking to eliminate $20 million in costs in 2009. They also blame the Olympics for the SummerSlam decline.
No.
The only one in the person in the Olympics you can blame is Michael Phelps. He was already done by the time SummerSlam was up.
And even
yeah.
Mike Spitz, even Mark Spitz approved. If you're old enough to get that joke, thank you.
Yeah, I am.
I know who Mark Spitz is.
It's God.
Sorry, Jason.
No. I'm just saying that it's just really one of those things where this is an effect of a combined, and also you got to think also during this last quarter, John Cena was gone for a part of it. And
yeah,
Cena's,
for actually for a big chunk of it at least,
mm-hmm.
If not for all of it.
And again, Cena's the money guy, you know. Cena's the ratings guy, love him or hate him. But the deal is that this all goes back to WrestleMania 20, with all due respect, because this comes down to a creative rut that's been around for a long, long time. And the only bright spot on the dial is ECW at the moment, for the most part, and SmackDown partially. I mean,
and
we'll get into Raw later on because Raw 800 or the Raw 806 tribute was okay at best, you know.
Mm.
And ECW lost one of its little bright spots till next year, but we've already covered that.
Yeah, we covered that yesterday with Evan Bourne leaving.
Not leaving.
There is rumors that actually he will be back come February, so right in time for Money in the Bank, which, Nikki, you hinted could happen.
It's just something I see. He would be back just in time to get involved in that match. He might not win it, although that would be awesome. It looks like the other front runner might be Jeff Hardy, especially some of the stuff he pulled tonight, but we'll get to that.
Right.
But there is a quote of the year, actually, which I'll get to, hopefully. Where is it here? You go ahead.
I'm going to read this. They say here that they could fix it by putting more resources into their developmental system. However, that has been oozing money for the longest time, like when it took them 2 years to get running bathwater.
They could have just stayed in Louisville.
Yeah, but Steve Kern and Johnny Ace needs to go down to the Miami Scores and get the groove thing on.
They got to recruit Divas somehow.
Actually, that was part of the news story.
I thought
story.
They just went to magazine racks for that.
No, here's the thing. Road agents, including, it says here that road agents have been scouting for Divas in Scores, strip clubs, Hooters, and just pinup magazines in order to search for talent.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
Well, I want to read you the quote of the year. Quote, anyone gets who says this. Quote, my advice to the creative decision makers is to wake up, realize your programming is not artistically cutting edge, and hold on 1 second, I'm sorry. And anymore, and inject a youthful mindset to complement your unparalleled and amazing ability to provide multiple hours of content to the networks on a weekly basis. Reposition wrestling sports entertainment as the coolest video game come to life product with the wildest, most clearly defined and enviable characters on television anywhere in the world today, or I'll come back into the industry and show you how to do it just like I did before. Just kidding. Who said that this week?
I believe
my dear uncle.
That is your dear uncle said that. Absolutely. Your dear uncle said that. Paul Heyman said that in his latest Heyman Hustle column in The Sun. So.
I love my uncle.
Could have only been him or Bischoff.
I don't trust Bischoff with his CCW, much less a WWE product.
Well, you don't have to worry about that, Nikki. The ratings for Hulk Hogan's Celebrity Championship Wrestling aren't exactly setting the world on fire. They're averaging between like a 0.3 to 0.4 for most of the weeks. However, I believe week three it was conceivably lower.
I blame lack of Ryan Knobs.
Wasn't
yeah,
there a rumor that RVD was going to make an appearance on this show?
Yes, he is appearing in week five.
Because he
would have appeared sooner, but he had to drive around Ohio this time.
Hey!
Win!
Oh, yes. He deserves a win.
And by the way, Jason, in honor of Ray Ellis.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. God rest his. Yes, God rest his soul. Ray
exactly.
Ellis, by the way, is the guy who wrote that particular piece of music and others. He died this week at the age of 85. He also is a very big pop music arranger. Did a lot of stuff for 50s and 60s music artists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But his two biggest claims to fame were Sale of the Century and a little show called Scrabble. So, there you go. But, so what do you guys think the WWE should do to get their money, you know, to get their money's worth?
Take out half the divas?
First of all, I agree that the developmental system needs to be revamped, and it has to start with firing Johnny Ace and Steve Kern. They're not doing anything in developmental. They've got 20 guys that look like Randy Orton. The only people that have come out of FCW with any kind of character is Kizarni, who they haven't even put on TV yet, and so we need to get... What? Whoa. I hope you're not booing me. I hope you're booing Team Generica.
No, I'm booing Kizarni.
Okay.
This is for Team Generica.
Oh, God. He's better.
Oh.
So the developmental system needs to be completely revamped. We need to find people a couple of old schoolers who are interested in not only teaching these guys how to wrestle, but to teach them how to create a character. This is something that's being emphasized at PT Wrestling in Cincinnati. That, yeah, we like a lot of guys that are just out there. We want to win the title, but give us a little bit more. And that's what I'm doing with the guy I'm sponsoring, a gentleman named Russ Jones. We're trying to give him a more aggressive edge by making it look like he beat the tar out of me. And I came out last night with my jacket half off, my face wrapped up in an Ace bandage. I spoke a little softer.
Uh-huh.
The mommy strikes.
So anyway, first of all, we need, you know, developmental needs to be that. It needs to be 100% developing, not only the fundamentals, but the character. We don't care how pretty they are or how defined their abs are if they can't talk and they can't wrestle.
By the way, isn't this why they brought in Freddie Prinze Jr.?
He's doing okay on SmackDown. Okay? It's not an immediate magic wand for those Barack Obama people. It's not an immediate magic wand that wrestling fans are all of a sudden going to happen creative. I mean, with all due respect, and we're going to have to end this pretty quick because we're going to have to review the Raw and do the pick-ems. The idea is that when you also have Vince and Stephanie there, they are thinking, with all due respect, in a 1980s and 90s mentality. And you can't think that way.
Actually, if it's the 80s mentality for feuds, then what they need, that would actually be a smart thing. They would lengthen the feuds. I mean, let's take a trip back for a second to one of the biggest feuds in wrestling history, in my eyes. It's part of it. It's a tag team feud, which gone on for years and years. The Midnight Express versus the Rock and Roll Express. They went anywhere and everywhere, and they sold out arenas. And here's the thing. All four of those guys, Condrey, Eaton, and Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, they all have something that hardly anybody does now.
Mullet?
Talent?
No.
Belt?
No. Passion. That's what makes John Cena very popular. He has passion for the business. I guarantee you right now, if you look in the WWE locker room, you can only find about 7 or 8 people in that locker room that have a passion for the business.
And 3 of them are over 40.
Who are you talking about? Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and Undertaker?
Thank you. Very good.
Okay, I'm good like that. You know, I agree with you in that respect, but again, while WWE is still, you know, crappily financed, with all due respect, TNA is worse. TNA will charge $100 for a freaking house show to get ringside when they should be charging $10 for a house show, not $100.
They got to make the money somewhere. Yeah, but their television stuff is free. They need to start charging at the impact zone, and maybe that'll shake up the audience a little bit so when they do go on the road, they can actually get a better gauge of who we want to see. Because I admit that I paid almost $60 for my front row seat for the Troy show next month.
Is it a house show or is it pay-per-view?
It's a house show. Now,
okay,
if you want to go to a pay-per-view, it's $125.
Yeah, I've been – put it to you this way. I was in Trenton, New Jersey for Turning Point. Turning Point was a two – was a –
English.
Yes, I know. You know, Turning Point was at the Trenton, the Sovereign Bank Arena, which seats 12,000 in the heart of ECW country, right? They couldn't – they barely could draw 2,000. Barely.
They didn't set it up as a half house?
No.
Shame on them.
You were there, VRM, right?
No, I was stuck up in Bergen County because of the stupid tornado warnings.
But still, I mean, they tried to set it up as a half house, but, you know, it's still, I'm saying to you, TNA and the wrestling and WWE both do not have a good financial planning. They really don't know what it is. They're trying to raise prices. They're trying to do stuff. And the idea is that when you raise pay-per-view rights, you combine with the raising of pay-per-view rights, combined with lackluster booking, you're not going to get these particular things. Right?
Right, but Vince McMahon does not think he's doing anything wrong yet. He hasn't lost enough money to press the panic button and start trying stuff. And that's the only way you're going to get him to try anything.
I want to quote Gordon Ramsay here. Vince McMahon isn't changing anything because it's safe. Safe means he's in the shit. So he needs to pull out of the shit and start being fresh.
No, what he needs to do is just get his shit together and pretend that TNA is actually gaining on him.
And for one reason, he doesn't believe TNA is competition. He should. Because at times, TNA can be brilliant. But they're not.
Because somebody's getting Russo caffeine again.
I'm sorry?
I think they're starting to become brilliant again. I mean, although the music sucks, I do kind of like the way this Main Event Mafia TNA Young Lions thing is actually going. It just means
and maybe
time.
Maybe on the third try, Russo will get it right.
Hopefully.
And what shot is this? Third shot.
Yeah, I'll believe it. I'll believe it a couple of months down the road. Right now, I still stinks the Millionaires Club to me.
Right.
Right. Well, anyway, let's get up. We'll talk TNA soon when we have pick'ems. So for right now, let's get into something a little more distressing. Raw 800. We'll play a special sound for that later.
Mm. Only 6 weeks too late, and I'm still mad that they could have done this at U.S. Bank Arena back in September.
November sweeps, kiddo. November sweeps. You know that. I know that.
Yes.
You don't celebrate Christmas on December 29th.
True. However, but again, what happened was this was this sort of scattershot booking that was just all right, you know? It was okay at best, you know? The big deal, not a surprise. We all predicted this. PW Insider, Batista lost his title to
Jericho.
Okay. Not a surprise there. DX beats
Miz and Morrison.
Boo.
I expected. Actually, Jericho getting his title back, I didn't.
I did. Yeah,
I didn't because it would be just round two for the Batista Cena stuff. Granted, it would be better served for WrestleMania, but given the way WWE has booked them so far, why not? It's a big four. Let's have them fight over the title.
Now, can I do my top three fail moments of? Actually, the top five fail moments of the night.
Here we go. There were five?
Yes.
It depends on who you ask, but okay.
Okay, number five. You don't mind if I do my announcer voice, do you?
Go ahead.
Number five.
The Intercontinental Battle Royal having too few wrestlers.
Agreed.
Okay.
Eight wrestlers were in this battle royal, and they included Snitsky Rhodes, Ted DiBiase Jr., Manu, Shad Gaspar, JTG, William Regal, and Jamie Noble.
Well, at least Regal no longer has the wellness singlet.
Kofi and Punk had other things to do.
Yes, Santino Marella also joined for commentary, which is also delightful and a little awkward. Especially with this line. Hey, Jerry Lawler, I didn't recognize you without your sandwich.
I got it.
Anyone
I thought it was funny.
WrestleCrap message boards this year would get that.
Yeah.
Shall we continue?
Go ahead. Number four.
No, I wasn't finished with this one yet.
Oh, okay.
William Regal sneaked out after he eliminated Jamie Noble and did the classic thing where it was between DiBiase and, I believe, JTG. No, was it Shad? No, it was Shad.
Yeah, it was Shad.
Right, because DiBiase eliminated both Rhodes and Manu, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
DiBiase then eliminated Shad. And then Regal jumped back in and threw over DiBiase, and Regal gets a lame duck title shot in his hometown of Manchester.
Same finish they did 1 year ago in the GM Battle Royal with Regal.
We came close to Sandman. But it was a bad thing to beat DiBiase.
And then Sandman was future endeavored within a week.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Go, Jason.
Number four.
Yes, number four. You're going to like this one. The 16 Diva Tag Team Match.
Whoa! Glad I missed this.
No, you know what the thing was, is that Mae Young is cool. Mae Young wrestling right now, not cool.
Mae Young being on TV, so not cool.
No.
They did
no.
it. The timing was appropriate. If I believe Monday was the one-year anniversary of us losing Fabulous Moolah.
Hmm.
Yes, there were 100 different things they should have done, but I'm okay with this. She still wrestled better than about six of those chicks.
That's true.
Actually, this is just a parading of a boobage and just not letting people do what they're supposed to do. Let me just explain something here. I think it was every single diva signed with WWE right now that was in this match.
Yes.
Maria was missing.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably posing for Playboy. She was probably doing a Playboy photo shoot number two and maybe being with Hugh Hefner to star in the new season of The Girls Next Door. Anyways, this ended by Beth Phoenix rolling up Mae Young to win the match.
Yes.
Free.
Say that again.
Free heat.
That's fine. Free heat is good.
That bicep, I don't want to know.
Agreed.
No, may I go on for this one?
Next.
Number three.
The craptacular ending to the Punk Orton match.
Whoa! Big time.
Yep.
Once again, this proves this week was a bad week to be related to Ted DiBiase.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
It was a bad week to be related to Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
Oh, Punk's laying on his back going, what the fuck do I have to do to get a match to finish?
Yeah. Cleanly one way or the other.
Yeah. And then Randy Orton, in a fit of goodwill, as thank you to Punk. Boom. Teddy Biasi's head is up and oh, it's wide right.
Thank you, Scott Norwood.
That was aimed at the Florida State kicking team. Who did Ted DiBiase Jr. piss off? Can somebody
No. Think about this. This is what you call the submissive tough love. He's going to beat up on Rhodes and DiBiase to the point where it's going to be Evolution 2.0. You know how submissives are. Randy likes to beat them into submission, screw them over, and then they're going to like him for some reason.
I'll tell you what, that beating has started rumors on my side of the internet that he's on a wellness suspension. It's not working.
Who is? DiBiase's on a wellness suspension? I don't buy it.
No, I don't either because it was never announced. But the abuse that he took Monday night made people think he was.
Okay. I don't get it, but that's all right.
Because they stretchered, eventually he did get stretchered.
Yeah. And he did drop his belt the week before.
So you tell me.
Put it to you this way, though. It smells like a wellness suspension. It smells like a P-test failure, but you know, you don't know. You don't know.
The only reason I know it isn't is because his name has not been announced. That would be everywhere if this happened.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. and would probably backfire on Rhodes and Manu too, since they have a good angle going.
Mm-hmm.
However, they do have a solid replacement up on deck in Joe Henning.
Yes, yep. They do. Number two.
The biggest waste of time on this show, the big dance.
Oh.
Whoa!
Kung Fu Naki.
Yeah, just because they don't deserve a paycheck either? Come on.
If you're going to do a weird dance with these people, at least put Kali in there.
No,
and what was with Cole? What the fuck was with Cole dancing with Goldust? I just wanted to.
Heidenreich wasn't available.
Yes, exactly. He escaped the room from Heidenreich, and then, you know, yes. Exactly.
I think it's called the West Hollywood Shuffle.
Yeah, oh, God, yes.
Wow.
Oh, man. That's
a new meaning to the Christopher Street connection.
Yeah, but.
Ooh!
What it needed was Goldust and Dusty to look at each other, then Cody to join Ron Simmons in a damn.
Oh, but no,
Dusty was in the ring.
Yeah, he was.
Dusty was getting funky like a monkey. Yes, he was. But
he should go up there and dance with his son. Let's have some reconciliation, or at least a brawl.
By the way, though, I just got to say though, one of the best non-fail moments was Bret Haas. That was funny shit.
Yes.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
We needed.
Of course.
That had yielded an interaction with Michaels. Otherwise, it was awesome.
Yes. And the worst fail moment of the 800th episode celebration, which was actually episode 806, but we won't really count it, is.
It was
Mike Adamly for the entire performance on the show.
Oh, God.
No, 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 no. Uber fail. Where's your boy?
Sparky! How does Patrick Wayne taste?
Put it to you this way. He was about as coherent as a Barack Obama speech off the teleprompter. Sorry, but it's the truth. It was the truth. He was bumbling and stumbling all over the place. It sounded like
lost
a Barack Obama kid.
You could see it. Adamly lost his place at least twice during his farewell speech. While I'm sitting in front of the television updating my resume.
Uh-huh.
Going, you know, who do I have to kill to set foot on the set of Raw to get everybody's act back together?
Exactly. And the rumor is that Mike Adamly is not gone from Raw. He is just gone. G-O-N-E. And I think a positive sound effect for that particular event might be appropriate right now.
Yes, it would be appropriate. Let's see if I got a better one for Adamly.
Go ahead. What the heck is that? What the heck was that one? I've never heard that one.
That was a farewell from remote control, I believe.
What the heck was that one?
I think he got it right, remote control. However, Jason wouldn't know because he was busy on the other side of the studio filming Turn It Up.
Yes, I was. But what the heck was that again?
Hit the Road Jack.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's the one that they did for season 4 of MTV and the syndicated run.
Okay. But yes, you hit the Road Jack and don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Hey, hey, you get off my show.
Pretty much. and yes.
There's still one more segment with Adamly.
Oh, the
which
one with
leads up to a feud. a potential feud at that.
The one, the Stephanie versus Shane feud?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Ugh.
Yes, ugh.
Ooh.
Do we really need a brother versus sister feud? Change a diaper
need...
and...
Do we really need McMahon's on television? Especially
when
they're
know.
Still dropping all these hints that Vince is still supposedly dead.
Oh, no. Let's ask Sparky.
No.
Hey, if this ends with Shane elbow dropping Stephanie off the top of that new HD Raw stage, how could it go wrong?
Something might pop.
I'd buy that pay-per-view.
No, because what happens is that if Shane does that, because Stephanie's boobs and her body is so big, he'd bounce off, okay? Sorry.
Oh, come on. She did not look that bad.
Oh, I like to bring
girl
up...
has grown over the last couple of years.
Yeah,
she's got those
for...
childbearing hips. What do you want? Of course, she had those childbearing hips when she was 20, but that's beside the point.
Yeah,
oh, well,
Chris Jericho is
going, stop stealing my material.
I hear Randy Savage knows. I hear Randy Savage knows those childbearing hips all too well.
Yes, he does.
Oh my lord!
But also, again, though, the rumor is Batista did his job very well. He wasn't upset about this. He knew what he had to do and he did it because Jericho and Cena are going to be the program. I hope they hold off Cena Batista 2 for WrestleMania. That would be great. That's it.
That yeah, but knowing WWE, I imagine this at the next pay-per-view.
That's what I thought was going to happen, that Batista was going to retain, and we were getting Cena Batista 2 at Survivor Series.
Throw him on at Armageddon.
No, they're not. If they throw it on... Please hear this way. If they throw it on for Armageddon, it's absolutely effing stupid. Just dumb.
Well, what do you think WWE is right now?
Dumb, stupid, moronic, and without money.
They'll do it just because they think they'll pop a buy rate for Armageddon.
And they've got to fulfill something on with the Armageddon poster. What is that's got to be the schmoz button that Jericho's got a finger on now.
Yeah.
Well, now Survivor Series, the question is, will Chris Jericho sing a redemption song, or will John Cena go 12 rounds?
Ah, very good. By the way, Redemption Song is not a bad reality show. It really isn't. It's not terrible. It's a reality show.
It's not one of the best, but it's not that bad. It's not really that great, but you certainly can do a hell of a lot worse. Stylista.
Yes, and now we've got 15 minutes, so I think it's time to... I think the belt is ready to be handed out again.
Not quite yet, actually.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm giving TNA its due.
Actually, what we're going to do here is we need to cut some dead weight.
Oh, okay. So let me pull up the rosters.
So what we're going to do, you have each of us in succession is going to give two people to cut and why, and we can't repeat others' answers.
Ah, okay.
And we're going to start with VRM because he's first on my list.
Wait, what is this we're doing?
Cut any two people in order to save money for WWE.
I need to see the current roster. Hmm. Well, let's see. First of all, let's take a look at who's on rehab for something. I'm actually not entirely sure right now. I'll move on to someone else because it's going to take a while.
Go, Jason.
I've got two Raw superstars right now, one male, one female. Gene Snitsky for one, and Candice Michelle for two. Gene Snitsky has no business being in the wrestling ring because he has no fucking talent whatsoever. And Candice Michelle has had more plastic surgery and just is absolutely horrible. That's my dead weight.
Let's go to Typho. You're next.
Well, I would say that they've already made one decision if Mike Adamley is indeed gone, because if they're paying him anything close to what they were supposedly paying him, that's quite a drain. But since he supposedly is gone, I won't count him. So what I would cut, number one, would be the newly face-turned Great Khali. He's useless. He's jobbed a lot, so his monster value's gone. No one gives a crap about him. He can't wrestle. He can't talk. What is it that he does? Nothing. Dump him. And number two would be, in my opinion, the biggest problem in the WWE over the last several years, and why he's collecting a paycheck to do anything, I don't know, but he is. And that man would be the dynamic dude himself, Mr. Johnny Ace Laurinaitis.
Wow, okay.
Screw him, fire him. He is number one on my list of problems.
Yeah, he took over for JR in talent relations, by the way, in 2004.
Yeah, and name one superstar he's made. Who has he signed personally that's made it huge?
Punk?
He's the only one I can think that's not even remotely huge.
I'm talking about someone he made. He didn't make Punk. Punk was already pretty well known and was put in a good situation when he debuted. Evan Bourne was already pretty well known and was already good. I'm talking about someone he found, put in developmental, they developed and brought up. Like
no one.
Like Brock Lesnar, like John Cena, Randy Orton, all those people that Jim Ross signed and brought up.
No
one.
Ken Kennedy?
No, he was in 2003. He was the JR one.
Okay.
Let's go to four.
Kennedy would probably be the closest thing he has, though.
All right.
What?
Like two people on the current WWE roster to cut.
All right. My first pick is Lena, because honestly she doesn't do much. Just occasionally gets an interview, occasionally gets a match, and that's it. And the other one's a bit of an unpopular one. I would probably say Virgil, because last time they tried to push him, they were nonstop, you're a pirate chant, so sort of like Red Rooster.
Bring the pot. No, because the pirate gimmick worked.
And it was awesome.
And Vince didn't know.
He never knows.
And on that note, Nikki?
First person I'm going to get rid of is Mark Henry. He's been there too long. He has damaged goods. He's gotten his title run. You're done, Mark. Go home. Yes, I know. I just cut a quarter of the ECW roster, but.
Talking about a lot
no,
of
it's more like
right
a half.
Okay, who was the other one that I was going to drop? Somebody beat me to it with Khali and Johnny Ace, so let me think. If I was gonna drop somebody money wise, somebody got to Lena Yada. Somebody got to Candice Michelle, thank you by the way.
She's a freaking hoe. What about Randy Orton?
I would love to drop him. In fact, thank you for the suggestion. He is injury prone. He has serious anger management issues. He needs to grow up. And he needs to go get half of those new tattoos off of his arms. It looks stupid.
Well, that's what the voices in his head would do.
Well, he needs to listen. Three of those four voices told him to get those sleeves done so he could be as popular as The Undertaker. Ain't working, Randy. Please get off of my television screen. You are useless. And it wouldn't surprise me if the comments about him milking his injury weren't a shoot to begin with.
Right. I want to go back to VRM. VRM, do you have your two yet?
All right, speaking of injury-prone, I'm going to go with a guy that seems to just seems to get all these bad breaks, wellness, injuries. I got to go with Mr. Kennedy.
Mm. Oh, boo. No way.
Kennedy.
All
right.
He's had so many injury problems. He's had wellness problems. He's like, right when you're just about to push him, he's hurt again. Right when you're about to push him, hurt. So...
Jason, the only reason I'm backing this is just the fact that Kennedy lied that he was juicing.
He wasn't juicing
and then he got busted. So you're good. Who's your other one?
I'm gonna go with another probably useless female wrestler by the name of Maryse. It's like she just comes on the screen, wants whatever she's got, and it's like, I don't want to hear your stupid little accent. It's like, except in her case, it's I think her accent's real, but it's like, I get enough accent when I have to watch Booker T when Brady Quinn isn't making his debut. I'm sick of hearing her. She's just a French bitch, in my opinion. Get her off my screen.
I really don't like her entrance jacket. Looks like she belongs in a softcore version of the Matrix.
Oh, hello!
And welcome, DJ.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to weigh in real quick on who I'd like to cut. First thing first is everybody's favorite 25-year-old toddler, Hornswoggle. I don't think he provides any value, and I know he keeps the kid market up, but I see no use for him. And secondly, and I don't know if the last person just mentioned it because I couldn't really hear when I called in, but Michelle McCool, I think she's utterly worthless. And the only reason maybe if they release her, that'll give
being
time taped.
She did you a favor, DJ. How dare you?
She needs to go eat a sandwich.
I need a fucking cheeseburger. Why was it Trista on the phone? She's the one who threw her in the room.
Hopefully,
she did.
Out.
Let me take a look back. Yeah, she is the one that threw her into the room. Not on that note, is it my turn yet?
Go ahead.
You know who I'm gonna throw under the bus and get out? Somebody who's been there too long and has sucked up a lot of money and hasn't performed as well as he could because of injuries and other assorted junk.
Hardy?
Huh? Yes. Jeff Hardy. Don.
Are you out of your mind?
No. Bad plan, Titleman.
Are you nuts?
No.
I thought he was going with Hardcore Holly.
Yeah, throw him too. There's my two.
Jeff is still making them a ridiculous amount of money and getting females to go to shows. He puts butts in the seats. Everybody else is thrown out, maybe with the exception of Randy Orton. What?
I'll make you a bet.
Okay.
By WrestleMania, strike three.
I'll take that bet.
I'll take it with you. I'll take it with you. You're on. No way. All right.
Has anybody figured out who the one that has tested positive for marijuana like 12 times? I thought maybe it would be Randy Orton because I guess he smokes marijuana.
Where did you
Jeff
hear
Hardy
this?
Is a good possibility too.
He's gone, so it can't be him.
I'm gonna go out there on a
you can still smell the smoke trail.
Yeah.
I'm going out on a limb.
Actually,
Jeff,
I think you're still smelling the. They're still smelling the smoke trails at the CCW arena.
And that's from the production truck.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say it's Justin Roberts.
another guy that needs to go away is Justin Roberts. Right.
Champion.
And we now have 5 minutes for pickups.
Yes, we only got about 5 minutes for him.
I'm surprised you're not throwing out Lillian. At least Justin Roberts gets the names correct.
Okay. You know what the interesting thing is? Here's what I'm reading. This is going to be the last pay-per-view at the Impact Zone.
You mean the HD Impact Zone?
Yeah, the HD Impact Zone, right. So, you guys ready?
Or do you just want to wait for Archive?
Yeah, we could do this all in Archives. Hey, Four, if you want in.
Sure, but what do we have to do if we whoever loses?
No, I mean, No. Oh, you're talking about the bet.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Pick'ems. DJ, you want in for Pick'ems?
Sure.
Okay.
But let me just ask you one quick question to fill up a couple minutes of time here. How long do you think Jericho is going to hold the belt for? Is this going to be another transitional thing till Cena gets it back come Survivor Series?
No.
God,
I say
it's not.
At Royal Rumble.
Rumble.
That works.
I think that Jericho had been advertised in a three-way with Batista and Cena at Armageddon in Buffalo, so that may be something to put Cena and Batista together without them actually going one-on-one to kind of keep it building towards WrestleMania.
Smart move, actually.
Yeah, it's going to go to the Rumble, which is when they're going to start the big push for the Cena-Batista main event.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the bet. If Jeff Hardy survives to WrestleMania,
mm-hmm.
1 week, Nikki, you host the show, and Jason, the week after that, you host the show.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. I will call in, but of course, you know, you can do the sound. You know, the idea is I don't have all the sound effects and stuff.
Well, here's the thing. It's all on a switchboard, and they'll teach you how to run it.
That'll work.
Here's the flip side. If I win,
right,
Jeff Hardy gets strike three.
Mm-hmm.
Then Nikki?
Yeah.
What? I haven't quite figured out one for you, but I know one for Jason.
Oh, no. What do you got for me?
I get full run of the block party for one episode.
Ah, okay. Well, the thing, do you know how, of course you know how to record it. You would send an MP3 file, right?
I would do it via Wave. I'll do it via Wave and can transfer it to MP3.
That's fair. That's fair. That's work. That'll work. You done. Not a problem. Because I know I'm never going to have to do that. That's fine. That's easy.
Okay.
Tell you what, Settlement. I'll give you something.
All right.
If Jeff Hardy gets fired between now and WrestleMania, I will go get a custom baseball cap with NAWC on it. I will wear it to a GDW or PT wrestling show and have someone take a picture with my cell phone, and it will be sent to you.
And he gets the hat at the end.
And I will mail you the hat. That hat is worth about $35.
So I get the NAWC hat.
You get the only existing official North American Wrestling Connection hat. And I'll tell you what, I'll even sign it with a silver Sharpie. How's that?
Okay. You have a bet.
We're doing the wrestling podcast. Okay.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
That's fair.
And I think we're about to go into archives, so.
Yes,
but
when we do archives, we will do Pick'ems.
So, do it. Say goodbye and do it.
Okay, you can catch the predictions for Pick'ems on the archive. So for VRM, Typho, for DJ, and the two losers, Nikki Heyman and Jason Block,
hey!
I'm Alex Simon saying goodnight.
No. Oh, you suck.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Okay, Nikki, just make sure. So we'll be in contact with Matt for the next 6 months just to make sure that he stays clean, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. So
yeah,
I have
calling the same people who want to get the Undertaker to my house so he can kick my ass.
Well, yeah.
DJ, you're the only one who's met him. Can you arrange that?
I might be able to arrange that, but I might have to buy a new pair of pants afterwards.
Don't kick. He is a scary looking dude, ain't he?
Yeah.
He's
scarier yet in person.
He's got some scary vibes.
I'm sorry.
He's got some scary vibes too.
Scary.
He's not just scary looking.
He's one of those guys you don't want to meet in a dark alley, light alley, you know.
In a dark parking lot in a Waffle House in Dayton.
In church.
You actually, yeah. So, we...
You would actually find the Undertaker in a church?
I have no idea, but I don't want to find out.
I don't
probably
know.
The same church Marilyn Manson attends.
But a McMahon's in a church.
That's sort of like that space-time continuum thing that you just really don't want to have happen, you know?
Yeah, it'd be like
the
mid-70s all over again.
And by the way, Vince's was a set.
I'm sorry?
And Vince's was a set.
That was a set? That wasn't a real church?
I don't think you could catch him dead or alive in a real church except when his daughter got married.
Except for one thing. You know, the funeral home in the Katie Vick was real.
That doesn't surprise me. Paul Bearer was probably on line two going, no!
Oh, by the way, Jason, I think you upped your innuendo count earlier in the show, but nobody failed to catch it.
No, I didn't say anything. I actually didn't say anything to that effect.
Because I thought the one about the job was an innuendo.
What job was
it? My drift.
Oh, no. I've actually done no sexual innuendos this week, so.
Which is a crying shame.
Oh,
I have trivia. I have trivia for the show tonight.
Oh, what's that?
How many people have seen the new ad for the SmackDown versus Raw 2009?
Hilarious, very funny.
Me.
The audio. Lillian Garcia's audio was recorded before Unforgiven.
Okay.
When I was at Unforgiven, they had a separate crew in the ring with Lillian. They had a different camera and a boom mic on her. We couldn't hear her. And I saw that she was doing a little bit of histrionics that would suggest her consternation as the guy kept scrolling through the pics. The very next day, I ran into Lillian at War Memorial Arena and asked her about it. She said it was for the commercial. And she was worried that we were going to bust out the what chant on her.
But isn't it a little creepy that 40-year-old Triple H was hitting on 20-year-old Kelly Kelly?
No. Yeah, I know men older than that who want to hit on Kelly Kelly.
But yeah,
I mean, in this day and age, if a 25-year-old Catherine Zeta-Jones can hook up with a 75-year-old Michael Douglas.
I mean, come on, have this going, please, baby, please.
Why do you think he takes Viagra? Good God.
He doesn't need it. The guy's a freaking dragon anyway. He's going to live forever.
Who, Hugh Hefner?
Yes.
The rumor is, speaking of which, that Kelly is going to show all of her Kellys this coming March.
Oh, God help us. Well,
there it is.
There's the innuendo.
That was thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Oh, come on. Look, wait a minute. So I'm the resident dirty old man here? Is that it?
No. Let's see. I'm 22.
Yep.
Fourth, you are?
Somewhere in my early to mid-20s, yes.
VRM is?
21 in January.
Typho is?
23.
Good God, you're right. I am the dirty old man.
And the good news is everybody else here is at least legal.
Yeah.
The bad news is the rest of us are all gentlemen, well, save for Nikki, but she's taken.
Yes, and
I'm taking a back when I just realized what I said. I'm sorry, Jason.
I didn't hear what you said. That's the funny part. Oh, man. Just leave it alone.
And, ladies and gentlemen, Bear is on his way to New York as we speak.
Yes, and I saw Bear. Please, Bear, don't kick my ass, okay?
If it degenerates any further, I'll say about the Kelly question. She did shoot that down, but Angle shot down going to TNA 2 years ago, so.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Apparently she shot down the idea to be naked, but then again, like I said, Kurt Angle said that he wasn't going to TNA, so.
Yeah, she posted a blog saying that the Playboy rumors are not true.
Give it another month.
Yeah.
Before we get any sillier here.
Yeah, please, let's just do the picket so I can get to bed.
Yes.
Yes, the old man needs his rest.
Oh, shut up!
Well, his girlfriend is there, so...
No, my
girlfriend.
Yeah, right. There's a line I'm not going to say. I'm just going to keep that to myself. But yeah, I can be... get off my lawn, you crazy kids. Just let's...
That's awesome.
Okay, before
all right,
anymore.
Stop it! I will not tolerate happiness here. Makes me wish I was George Gray.
Yeah.
That way I could host crappy reality shows and be hella funny doing it.
Oh.
Oh, I'd be famous for doing Weakest Link.
Oh, God, this is just generated into just total craptacularness, but this is just great.
Sadly, it's all in archive.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on, shall we? TNA Wrestling presents Turning Point Sunday, November 9th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, in the HD Impact Zone. And tickets are free for guests of Universal and Islands of Adventure theme parks, as well as the public.
Which is about
anybody with a good stream.
Hey, they might sell out a pay-per-view.
At least it would look bigger. Because if you take a look at the new Impact Zone, the way it looks pretty darn good.
It looks really great. It's a great set design.
Yeah.
Much better. It actually makes it feel like a real wrestling show. It really
does. Now they need to get rid of the six-sided ring.
No, the six-sided ring is cool. Some of the characters.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it in the beginning, but it gets old.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't even notice the six-sided ring anymore.
Nope.
Like, I see it, and I just see a ring. I don't know. It's kind of, I've seen it for so long, I guess it's just lost on me now.
Yeah, it does kind of set it apart, but let's move on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches. Mom's watching Funhouse. By saying that's disgusting, is never mind. 7 matches, 8 points possible.
Actually, there's an 8th match, but that's the seeding match for the X Division thing.
That's what I counted.
You did?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, I see 8 matches on Wikipedia.
I have 8.
No, I'm looking at 7 from the TNA website.
I have 8. I have...
Is,
Sting versus AJ, Samoa versus Nash, Legends Championship, Booker T versus Christian Cage, that's 3. Beer Money versus Motor City is 4.
4.
Kurt Angle versus Abyss is 5. Rhino versus Sheikh Abdul Bashir is 6. Awesome Kong, Raisha Saeed versus Taylor Wilde and Roxy is 7. And the X Division seeding match is 8.
Oh, okay. They probably just haven't updated this yet. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so 8 matches, 9 points possible.
Okay.
So let's kick it off with the Knockouts tag team match, Raisha Saeed and Awesome Kong versus Taylor Wilde and Roxy. 1 point for this. Just tell me which team will win, and we will start at the top of the list, which is VRM.
Please stop pushing Taylor. I know you got to start pushing Roxy, but please stop pushing Taylor. Kong and Saeed win.
Jason Black.
Kong and Saeed win. I just cannot stand Taylor Wilde.
Typho.
Taylor and Roxy win. That's why Raisha Saeed's in the match. She does the job so Kong doesn't have to.
Fourth.
I agree. Kong is not going to be the one taking the fall, but her team will lose.
And we go to Nikki Haymon.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be Wilde and Roxy, and it's probably gonna be Roxy pinning Saeed.
Yeah.
And we go to DJ.
I think the Knockouts division has gotten so bad over the last few months that they're gonna give Taylor Wilde and Roxy the win, so that way they can actually keep some kind of a storyline going. So I'll pick those two.
Works for me. That's why I'm picking Taylor and Roxy, but Roxy will get the pin. And I expect some interference from the beautiful people. Because if we take a look, they're not booked. They've been Dennis stamped. Yep, they've been stamped.
And we need cute Kip on the show.
No, we don't.
Not until Palumbo shows up.
No, not yet. What? It'd be like cute Kip and Cheeky Chuck?
Sure, why not?
Alright. 2 point match here. X Division Championship seeding match. Does Wikipedia have anything on the contenders?
I got them.
You've got them, Jason?
I do. That's why, like I said, the laptop works. It is the contenders are Sanjay Dutt, Eric Young, Black Machismo, Jay Lethal. Consequences, Creed, Petey Williams, Jimmy Rave, Homicide, Doug Williams, Tanahashi, and Volador.
So this is 10-man.
Yeah.
Is it over the top rope?
I don't know what it is. I have no idea. They have not even determined the rules.
Okay. Okay, 2 points. We know who they are. Who's first? Who becomes number one, and who becomes number 10?
Oh, God. All right.
That is your two-point question, and we start with DJ.
Oh, boy. How does it work again? Is it?
We have no idea.
The ultimate winner, well, we don't know what the rules are, but we're going to say who gets the number one ranking and who gets the number 10 ranking.
Okay. Let's see. I think Eric Young is going to be number one because they've decided to go serious with him. Number 10 could be any number of people. I'm trying to think of who the most vulnerable would be. Let's go with Volador Jr.
Nikki?
I like his idea. I'll put Eric Young at number one, but I'm going to put one of the guests, no. So I want to put one of the guests. No, I'm going to put Jimmy Rave at the bottom. All the guests will be mixed up in the middle.
That's true. I forgot about Jimmy Rave. Ah.
Yeah, fourth?
It'll be Consequences, Creed at the top, and I'm going to say Jimmy Rave at the bottom.
Typho?
I'm going with Eric Young at the top, and probably Doug Williams at the bottom.
Jason?
I like Nikki's idea. Jimmy Rave at the bottom, EY at the top.
We go to VRM.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with Jimmy Rave at the bottom. I was going to say Petey at the top, but thinking about it, it looks like he's going to get involved in the, seriously, in the main event Mafia story, so I'll go with Eric Young.
Who is the ex-champion?
Bashir.
Bashir is still champion, so that means we need a face up top. Creed failed. Lethal failed. I think they want to move towards the UK pay-per-view.
There is going to be one?
That's the plan for the January pay-per-view, at least. However, I do not like that. So what I will do, I like Jimmy Wave on bottom. I know that's another dirty joke, but I won't go there.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I've got like three answers to that statement.
Yes, Sophie.
But on top,
Lance Rock.
When?
I lost the soundboard.
Got it. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm sorry, I couldn't hold back any longer. It had to be said.
Yes.
Welcome to the jungle. You got fun and games.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I would have said Christy Hemme on top.
No.
Oh.
No.
Jimmy Ray doesn't deserve that.
Screw your boobs! No, I'm sorry.
repeat the names of the people that are in this again besides Tanahashi, Volador, and Doug Williams.
Homicide, Jimmy Rave, Petey Williams, Creed, Lethal, Young, Sanjay Dutt.
Petey Williams.
On top?
Yes.
All right.
In more ways than one.
Maple Leaf Muscle, going to be the next X Division Championship of the World.
Of all these seven planets. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong.
Of all of the continents.
Yes. God, he's...
Grudge match. Rhino versus Bashir. We start with VRM.
Two guys from Detroit. One with a failing gimmick, which they sort of started writing off. The other guy just failed.
Ouch.
Well,
I'm going to go with some gore action. Rhino.
Jason?
As he said, one is a guy who is floundering, and one is a guy who's using a 9/11 gimmick right around the time of a new presidency, which is really, really bad. And unfortunately, that one's going over. Bashir wins.
AFL?
I guess random run-in Rhino has got to get a win every once in a while to keep him up there. So I say Rhino wins. And on to the next feud next month.
Fourth?
Rhino.
Quick and concise, Nikki.
Despite the failing gimmick, Bashir's the one getting the push. Bashir wins.
And DJ.
No. I didn't know Rhino was still around, so I'll take Mini Muhammad Hassan.
That's who I'm taking, too. Abyss versus Kurt Angle, the first Main Event Mafia match.
And it is false count anywhere, just for those who, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, go DJ.
I'm going to go off the board here, since it's TNA, and they have to involve Matt Morgan somehow. I'm going to say that he takes Abyss's place because Abyss's burns are so bad, and Matt Morgan beats Kurt Angle.
Okay, Nikki.
I like DJ's idea, but I've missed the last couple of episodes. Angle doesn't like looking weak. I think Angle's going to take this just on getting into areas where he can use weapons and Abyss won't.
And we go to fourth.
Yeah, Angle's going to win this one. He's going to be going a little more hardcore than we're used to seeing him.
Typho.
I think Angle is going to win this one because Matt Morgan is going to turn on Abyss.
Jason.
Kurt Angle is going to win this. Matt Morgan and Abyss have to deal with the tag straps, and that's the more important thing here.
And VRM.
Yeah, Typho, they've got the tag title shot, so they're not going to turn Morgan. Angle's escape black hole
Russo.
Slam. This is true. Angle's escaped the black hole slam last few weeks. He won't escape it this time, but he's still going to win when Scott Steiner interferes.
VRM has it right. Scott Steiner's got to interfere in the main event Mafia matches. He is the fifth guy, and he isn't booked, so yeah, he's going to run interference. So I pick Angle. And on that note, tag match for the straps. Beer Money versus the Guns. In one word or less. BRM.
Booze.
Jason.
Suds.
Typho.
Money.
Fourth.
Cowboy.
Nikki.
Bling.
DJ.
Hello? Did you guys come to me? I'm sorry. ROH.
That's more than one word.
Okay. Hail.
He's going against the grain. I get it.
They got the perfect one word. Economy.
Okay.
Beer money.
It could have been Motor City Machine against since Detroit's economy is in the tank.
Well, so is the car industry. However, the American car industry has been in the tank since 1999.
Rim shot.
Thank you. Legends Championship match, a.k.a. the new belt. Booker T versus Christian Cage. Let me go to BRM. DJ. Excuse me. Sorry, DJ.
I don't know how to feel about this one since I don't know what Christian Cage's status is with TNA and jumping to the WWE. So I'm going to say I don't think they put him in the main event Mafia and have, well, I don't think they put the belt on. I think Booker T wins. I don't know. Either way, I think it puts them in a bad situation. So I'm going to say Booker T hangs onto the belt and they have him join the main event Mafia.
Nikki?
It's Booker's belt. Now he's just going to make it official.
So who you got winning the match?
Booker, because he's the one who introduced it.
Fourth?
I think Christian Cage is going to win, but he'll reference the wrong Will Smith-related project when he starts rapping from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Now this is a story all I tell. My life got flipped side upside down. I like to take a minute, just sit right there, till I came a prince of a town called Typho.
I'm going to go with Booker, and they'll go with the main event Mafia bosses Christian around storyline.
In the West End, born and raised on the playgrounds where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, Rexon, cooler, shooting some b-ball outside Jason Block.
That is the whitest rap I have ever heard in my life. I'm sorry.
Word! Whiter than
PG-13? Oh, wow, okay. Wow, that's good. Anyway, Booker T's going to win, and Christian Cage is going to be in his last feud before he gets the fuck out of TNA and comes to where the WWE, where he feuds with Edge in 2009, and the smart marks will be really, really happy.
The promos, the in-ring work, the lack of caring by Vince, VRM.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Booker on this one because, again, like Jason said, he's got to go back to win a real World Heavyweight Championship.
So who do you got winning?
After one last big feud. Booker.
When a couple of guys, they're up to no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got one little fight, my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle with Booker T.
Oh, God.
No, I wore it rather wrong. You're moving with Auntie Shamel and Uncle Booker T. So, Booker T. I'm going to stop rapping. Just by doing might make Vanilla Ice seem credible.
John Cena will call up and say, yo, leave my old gimmick alone.
I'll leave that one alone.
Isn't that a Fuel song? Oh, wait.
That's Leave the Memory Alone, which we've heard enough times earlier this year.
Tell me a lie. Small Joe versus Kevin Nash, VRM.
I'm going to go with... No, I'm actually going to go with Nash actually not tearing his quad and winning a match. So one, get back at Joe for the comment about Mr. Almost Killed Myself, Scott Hall.
Oh, jeez.
And second... Because it's, again, Scott Steiner.
Jason?
Joe goes over here, but then after the match, the main event Mafia beats the crap out of Joe.
Tafo.
I'm going to go with Joe on this one.
Fourth?
Joe's going to win the match. Nash and the Mafia are going to get a measure of revenge for the beatdown.
And their new spokesperson, Nikki Haman.
Joe wins the match. Nash wins the segment with a whole lot of backup.
And finally, DJ.
I think since I already picked Booker T, I'm going to pick Nash to win this one. They need to build up the main event Mafia. It's a credible faction, so I'm going to say that he gets the win for NWO 2008.
You have it right. Nash has got to win this one. They got to build up the main event Mafia.
It's the Angle's winning.
So?
Onward.
Main event. You know, I really got to get the Bob Ryan sound effect.
It stinks!
Uh-huh.
Sting versus AJ Styles in... one word or less. We go to DJ.
Borden.
Nikki.
Mafia.
Fourth.
Steiner.
Delve in that further.
Scott Steiner is going to basically use the brass knuckles that he used on Joe, on Styles.
So Sting wins.
Yep.
Hey, Fo.
Bats.
I know that one. Jason.
Stinger.
VRM.
History.
History?
Elaborate.
Well, all right. What has happened the last few years, not so much at Bound for at the pay-per-view after Bound for Glory, but what has happened in the short time within the month after Bound for Glory? AJ.
Wolfpack.
Oh, God.
Wolfpack is back to the mass destruction. As to see, I'll just shut up.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, what was the two-point match? Oh, I did. Never mind, the X Division.
Yeah, the X Division seeding match.
And your word, Mr. Seidelman?
Huh?
And your word, Mr. Seidelman?
Wolfpack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was DJ.
No, that was me. So, on that note, we're done with Pick'ems.
And I'm out of here, guys. So I will talk to you next week.
And Jason, if you're on tomorrow morning for We Live to Interrupt, I'll be on as well.
That will be tomorrow night, I believe.
Huh? Tomorrow night. Okay, I'll be there. Did you see Survivor, by the way?
Yes, I did.
That was a cruel measure.
Oh, yes, revenge is a dish served cold, big boy.
And I'm confused. There's 10 people left.
Right.
And they're already doing jury members.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make 8?
9. Yeah, it would be 8 or 7 with a final 3. Could be a final 3, remember?
Or, right, it could be a final 3, however, they did 18 this season, right?
I believe so.
Okay, I think you might be right. They might be doing a final 3, or it could be...
Because you can't have a 4-4 tie.
No.
You cannot have a 4-4 tie, so it's a final 3.
However, final 3, it would be 3-2-2.
Huh?
3-2-2. However, you could get 3-3-1.
You could.
However,
right,
then that last person would have to change their vote.
Something to that effect. I don't know.
Right.
But we'll it could be
it.
Final 3, final 2. I don't know.
Right. All right. We're going to end it tonight. We had some fun. And I will be sporting a new North American Wrestling Connection cap. I'm Nikki Haman. And doing an episode of The Block Party.
Get out of here. Good night, guys.
Notice
we'll
I stayed silent on the bet front this time.
We'll see about this, Mr. Seidelman.
Hey, the last time Wait, Rob made a bet, I think he became the sexiest man alive, so make note of that.
I'm making note of that, but I'm also making note of a heavy, heavy bias against Jeff Hardy in general for all the trouble he's been in this year.
And he can continue
to make that heavy bias enough that he pissed Trissa off enough that I'm surprised that she would ever come back to the show. So, Mr. Seidelman, if you're going to be that pissy about an individual, remember that there's more than one opinion on this show.
Just to make sure, Nikki, are you the one, Nikki, who thinks that he won't have his third strike?
I don't think he will before WrestleMania.
Okay,
after WrestleMania, wouldn't surprise me, but it kicked his ass.
I think they're gonna keep it under wraps even if he does get it.
They put way too much into him.
Kicked his ass that he missed WrestleMania this time around, and he has said in an interview that he's not gonna get in any trouble again. Plus, he's in an area where Matt Hardy can lean on him and keep an eye on him, and Gregory Helms isn't that far behind. So he's got enough people watching out for him. So he's going to have to try real hard for that third strike But this close to the top of the mountain, no. So, Mr. Seidelman, you know, I look forward to my training session for the soundboard for this show. But just remember, I think you've gone way overboard with the way you talk about Jeff Hardy, and you've offended a couple of people.
Wait, one last thing. Just for my sake, I just want to know, this is just for a third strike, no near miss like we had earlier, right?
Right.
No,
if he has another airport incident, that doesn't count. He has to be fired for this to count. He has to be out of WWE.
Free.
And it's not going to happen before WrestleMania.
Well, I apologize if I offend any people, but...
You talk about him the way a friend of mine talks about Rob Van Dam, and I really think you go flying way over the deep end about this. And if, you know...
Oh, make an anecdote. I'm kind of like the way with Jeff Hardy, like... you've never seen Around the Horn, right?
I don't watch it on a regular basis, no.
Well, VRM knows who I'd be talking about here. It's Woody Page like that with Brian Greasy. I mean,
but,
he's been like a career underachiever in football and because of certain issues. And to me personally, I kind of feel that way about Jeff Hardy. If it's gotten to the point where he's screwed up so many times that I've given up on him and don't want him around anymore. I do realize that he draws, but...
He's still a major draw. There are people out there that are going to forgive him no matter what. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because they have him now on record. He did an interview for WWE Magazine some months ago, just before he came back from the 60-day suspension, that he has redoubled his efforts, and he put it in writing that he will not get busted again because they are testing him harder than any high school or college wrestler. He is probably tested twice a month. So he doesn't have time to get into or out of trouble. And so he knows how much is at stake. So if he loses his job, Matt Hardy's going to kill him. And Gregory Helms is going to hold him still.
Because I think
will
Matt
he pop
thinks...
up inside his house?
Yeah, he'd say, Jeff, you failed us all. Just saying.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm also just saying that Jeff Hardy lost a whole lot more than the suspension when his house burned down. No matter what you think caused that, because I've heard too many stupid fucking jokes of people saying that he burned out a meth lab mixed in with his house.
No.
Actually, I heard that he invited Glenn Jacobs over for dinner and he gets a little bit too excited.
No,
I'll take that. But I've heard way too many stupid fucking jokes about what happened with his house, that, you know, the fact that he would not do this to kill his dog, he would not do this on purpose.
Can I be honest? I think what did it could have been just a simple electrical fire. It could have happened to anybody.
Right.
That's my
thought
on the entire situation.
Right, and the timing of it was just entirely comic, and I think that was Jeff's wake-up call. I think you're going to see a belt on him before you see him busted again.
So we might have the Golden Brothers?
I would love to see Matt and Jeff celebrating each with an A belt in their hands. I'd like to see the same thing happen with Edge and Christian. I don't want to see them feud yet. I want Edge on one show and Christian on the other, and both of them holding up A belts in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania 25. I wanted that 3 years ago, before Christian left.
Hey guys, I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Bye, DJ.
Peace.
I just had to say that, Sidelman, because you I felt you went way over the line at a recent show when we were discussing Jeff Hardy. And I don't want to start an argument, but
I think you said
think
when
I just think you're too hard on him.
Well, wouldn't you be? Well, I'll put it this way. Let's say you are the owner of the WWE.
Okay.
And one of your biggest stars.
Okay.
Got into major trouble for something that is illegal in your organization. You know, it would violate wellness. It's the second time they did this after being back for 18 months.
Okay.
It's his second strike, and you're getting ready to push him to the moon.
He goes on a 60-day suspension. He gets his reprimand.
Now, he's back to the position where he's at now on the other show where he's close to his friends.
Right.
If he screws up, he does something major, it doesn't necessarily have to be wellness. It could be something else. What do you do? Do you suspend him again, or do you get rid of him outright?
If it's not wellness, I just suspend him.
How long?
For 60 days, and just like his brother, I push him back to the floor. Matt Hardy was punished for 2 solid years for his internet tirade that got him fired in the first place. Yes, he got hired back, but then they wouldn't push him for 2 solid years. He did not break any rules other than airing his dirty laundry and adding some extra drama.
Right.
Jeff, if it's behavioral, I will not fire him because he does not have, as far as I know, he may only have 1 strike on that. I know he's gotten in trouble for bad behavior in the past. But if that bad behavior is tied to wellness, not only will I fire him, but I will tell him that he's going to have to keep to his no-compete clause. I will also threaten to fire his brother if he goes anywhere. And Vince McMahon is a person who would do that. If I'm Vince McMahon, I would fire him on the spot. I would tell him his brother might be a casualty of it because of this. And then
what do you do about
away.
The third party in Gregory Helms?
Gregory Helms has been off TV for so long, and short of his little pop-ups, not much you can do. But I'm guessing that Matt has at least been told, you better keep a close eye on your brother. But Vince is very bizarre in how he punishes people. He punished Paul London for grinning on camera at an inopportune time. He punished Matt Hardy for something that had nothing to do with the current storylines. He punished Kane for a storyline that Vince liked, that Kane nor anybody else that was involved in the storyline wanted to forward in any fashion.
Katie Vick.
Right. So you've got to realize that Jeff knows he is on very, very thin ice. And that he's already been bounced out of WWE once. He's been bounced out of TNA. He got booed out of Ring of Honor. He screws up this time. Nobody's going to want him. So Vince can fire him with good conscience if it's wellness. If it's behavioral, you suspend him and then you punish him. You only fire him if it's wellness.
If it's behavioral, like what you said?
Yeah.
I don't think a 60-day would be enough.
But that's your biased opinion. 60 days is about all that Vince usually suspends somebody. That's 2 full months. They sit at home. They don't get paid. It's not like they're going home and saying, oh, well, I'm still drawing a paycheck. They don't get paid. Period. They don't get their merchandising. They don't get, you know, they don't get residuals from appearances that they're going to miss. They're not invited to autograph sessions. Nothing.
Okay.
I've backed off huge when it comes to Randy Orton. There are days where I would like his head on a pike. And frankly, I still think that he should have been fired a long time ago. And that they've modified the rules so they can't fire Randy Orton. They won't modify the rules for Jeff. So, I'm just, I had to speak my mind on that. Because Trista wasn't going to speak up because, frankly, she doesn't think she would have been heard.
All right.
But she was very, very upset when she heard you talking about Jeff the way you were.
This week?
Was it last week or the week before? There was when around the horn somewhere during this, I believe it was. You haven't threatened to throw him into room 101. Please don't.
No. If I am going to throw anything involving Jeff into room 101, it would be two things.
Okay.
The Kabuki twins.
Okay. Or is Will the West Will the West at Ring of Honor?
No, it's TNA run.
Yeah. On that note, I'm going to take off.
Let's end the show before it gets any more depressing.
Well, yeah. This had to be said. I had to get this off my chest, Rob. I'm sorry.
All right.
This is just because I don't want any big hostilities come up from the show, and I want Trista to come back. So with that in mind, sir, you get some rest, and I will do the same.
All right, good night.
Good night, and good night to anyone else who is still listening.
All right,
good night.
See ya.
Yep, night.
Night, everyone. See you next week.
Night.